Hello, this is Will from Opinion Read. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a few minutes?
What's the survey about?
About your attitudes and opinions about some of the topics taking place in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you so much. First question, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black, African-American.
Thank you so much. Next question. Are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you so much. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 2023 general elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will probably not vote?
Oh, I already voted.
Okay.
I did already vote.
Okay, did you vote in person by mail?
I voted in person, early voting center.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know the person or the group, please indicate so. Lewis Gill, L-U-I-S, Gill.
8.
0 to 10. 8. Okay, thank you. Nancy Day Acquire.
I'll give her 8, too.
Thank you. The Columbus City Council?
I think they do a good job. I'll give them a 10.
10, okay, thank you. What about Adrian Hood?
A 10.
Thank you. What about Nick Bankston?
I'll do an 8.
Thank you. What about Farhan Jetty?
I haven't heard of that person. What's the name again?
Farhan, F-A-R-X-A-A-N, Jetty.
I haven't heard of that person, but I'll do an 8.
Okay, thank you. What about Andrew Ginther?
10. Yeah.
Thank you. What about Emmanuel Remy?
10. Yeah.
Thank you. What about Joseph Motil?
8.
Thank you. What about Shannon Harden?
10. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Next question. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your point of view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing, or I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction.
Re-elect the same people.
Re-elect. Okay. Thank you. If the November elections for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motil?
Andrew Ginther.
Thank you so much. And if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jetty?
It would be Nick Bankston.
Thank you so much. How certain are you that you'll be voting for Nick Bankston for Columbus City Council? Are you very certain? Somewhat certain? Not too certain? Not at all certain?
Certain.
Thank you. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Aguirre or Lewis Gill?
Nancy,
thank you. How certain are you that you'll be voting for Nancy? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. Now, if the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Emmanuel Remy.
Thank you so much. How certain are you? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, not at all certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. This November, there will be an issue about the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operated expenses and at a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements. At a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each dollar of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I would say a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Now, last question. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $120,000.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and every single one of your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.